this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And if you're out across America, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Peter Lalonde, and of course, they produce movies. And of course, they produce the Left Behind movie, and now they produce the follow-up to that. Peter, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, now, of course, we really enjoyed the first one in the series. How many are there going to be in the series?
Well, you know, it's hard to keep up with Tim and Jerry. I mean, these guys are on a writing pace on these books. They're aiming, heading for 14 books. We're, of course, on the movie of book number 2. Now, we have the rights to the first 2 books, but we have to work out a deal with the authors for the future book. So I certainly hope that we're going to be able to do that, and I would love to make at least one movie for every book in the series.
Well, I enjoyed the first one, the man who played the part of the pilot, really. It just did a magnificent job. Of course, all the people in that movie did a tremendous job. And for those of you out in the listening audience who don't know the story, do you want to just sort of briefly tell the story? Because it's really one of the most intriguing stories that you've ever heard about what happens on this original plane flight, which leads up, of course, to this whole Left Behind series.
Well, it's true. I mean, you're on an international flight that's taking place, and everyone is basically dozing off in their seats for the long night flight, and they awake to some grumbling and some muttering in the aisles, and then it gets more intense and more intense, and suddenly we discover that about half the people on the airplane have gone missing. And their clothes are left behind in their seats. And, of course, we as Christians know that this is a fulfillment of the biblical prophecies of something known as the rapture, when every believer in Christ is caught up to be in the heavens forever. And that begins the whole story of those left behind for the 7-year tribulation period. And we follow through the characters, the same ones in the book, Buck Williams, Rayford Steele, Hattie Durham, Chloe Steele, and, of course, the Antichrist himself, Nikolai Carpathia. So the first movie, Left Behind, dealt with, you know, the panic and confusion surrounding the initial events. And now this second movie picks up about 7 days later as people are starting to settle into this new world, but they're still perplexed and dazed and confused. And you're right, it leads to very interesting storylines, anything like you would see in any Hollywood film, because this is dealing with something that so many of us are familiar with through our readings of the Bible.
Well, of course, you do have some, you know, very, very responsible actors and really put together a wonderful, wonderful plot. And, you know, of course, it really, I remember the first movie and, of course, you know, just really the emotional response that was laid out, that you created through that wonderful medium of film.
Well, it's exciting to be able to do that, and we're thrilled that the entire cast, and, you know, it's led by Kirk Cameron of Growing Pains fame and a strong believer himself. The same cast is back, and it really does start to come together in a new way in the second film. The actors now know each other. One of the funniest scenes on the DVD, I recommend anybody who has a DVD player to get it on DVD, they do a behind-the-scenes thing of what each of the actors think about each other, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but very hilarious. And they've come together extremely well, and they've basically fallen very easily into their roles of who their personalities are in this series of films, and it's exciting. And to be able to make films at the kind of budget level we are now and the quality level that we are now, but that are still strong Christian films, is something that I think many of us have been dreaming of for years. So it's quite exciting.
Well, of course, you know, the Hollywood films, I mean, they're just so expensive to get out. And then, of course, when you have a strong Christian message, it's very, very difficult to get it into the movie theaters, isn't it?
Well, it is, but the doors are opening. I just happened to notice today, not to plug anyone, but Amazon.com is a website that is well known in the secular world for selling books and so on. and left behind two Tribulation Forces, the number two selling video there, right behind Spider-Man. So,
well, now that is quite an accomplishment. Number two is Spider-Man, and I say this not with tongue-in-cheek, but with all sincerity. That's wonderful.
Well, it is, and we're counting on, you know, it's a battle now between Spider-Man and the Antichrist, so we'll see how that battle fares out in the days ahead. But I think it shows a widening acceptance. It's an acceptance. I'm sitting here speaking to you from Hollywood today. It's an acceptance that is not being missed by the community here. There's a recognition that there's a marketplace, and I think there is a recognition that this is a marketplace that needs to be dealt with. And I think it's led to two things, Stan. I think it's led to less scripts being made that criticize Christians in just the mainstream films that are being made. And I think, secondly, an openness to making films with Christian themes. Warner Brothers put out the movie A Walk to Remember a few months back, had very good success with that. So there's a new openness here that didn't exist, and Cloud 10's thrilled to be at the heart of that.
Well, Ted Baer, who puts out the movie guide, has pointed out over and over again to the executives down there in Hollywood that if they want to make money, they want to have a strong moral theme, because, and do away with all the sex and really the absurdity of so many films, the wickedness of films, because really the films that have a strong moral, flavor to them really do far better, don't they?
Well, Ted has done some excellent research on that, and I have as much respect for Ted as probably anyone on the planet. I think he is just a tremendous voice, and he's been a pioneer in this whole area of introducing these statistics and these facts to the studio executives. And I don't know that we will ever get rid of what the world is going to do. I don't think that's going to happen until the Second Coming. But for us to begin to have a voice in it, and, you know, if we start to have that voice and it gets stronger and stronger, and that it becomes profitable for the major players in this city, then maybe suddenly, you know, the balance begins to shift a little bit. And that's been a dream of my brothers and I since we began making Christian films in the 90s. And to see it coming to fruition today, I can't really describe the feeling to you.
Well, of course, I've been following your career for many years, and of course the magazines that you put out for many years, and then I was surprised to find you actually in the movie production business. But, you know, as I've seen some of the movies you put out, and you've really put out a fair number, haven't you?
We're up to number 9 now, and nobody was more surprised to find themselves in this business than I was. But it's an exciting ride, and it's enjoyable. And we get to have our say. You have to make a story and a film that's entertaining and that you care about the characters, but you get to have your little say in there too, as any filmmaker does, and that's what's very exciting to us.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Peter Lalonde, and if you have any question or comment, why, give us a call at 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just want to mention some of the products we have here. And, of course, one of them are the Miracle 2 soap products, which, of course, allow us to, the finances from it help to finance our ministry. And we've actually had so many people who've used these products who've been so pleased with them. Now, of course, the producer, people who produce it make all sorts of claims, and we can't verify those claims. All I can do is tell you that many of the people who use the soap say that it's really helped them with so many different things, and I would be in real trouble with the government if I were to tell you all the things that have been helped by Miracle 2. So I'm not going to make any medical claims at all, but of course I will tell you that many of our users just love the products. There's a soap and a moisturizing soap, a gel, a lotion, and of course a neutralizer, as sort of an alkaline solution that seems to help many people with gastric reflux, and I know my wife uses it for that, and she's very, very happy with it, and you may be too. All I can suggest is you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the Miracle 2 soap products. That's the Miracle 2 soap products. And don't forget, with Christmas coming, if you have children or grandchildren, you really want to get a Phonopoly set so they can learn to read phonetically and spell phonetically and pronounce words phonetically. If you love them, get them out of the government schools. I get a Robinson homeschool curriculum. It'll take them all the way from kindergarten through the 12th grade for $199.95. You can't beat it. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working within organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today. Well, Dr. Stan Back here, our guest this afternoon is Peter Lalonde, and of course, he and his brother have produced the second in this series, Left Behind series. And what's the title of this this video?
It's Left Behind 2, Tribulation Force, which is, of course, the name of the second book in the series.
All right, fine. It's available on video. It's available on DVD. And actually, it's available by Amazon.com. My son was just telling me it's in the local Christian bookstore here in the Santa Cruz area. That's down at Linda's bookstore in Santa Cruz. And I'm sure everywhere in the Monterey Bay area, the Christian bookstore.
Well, it actually comes out next Tuesday, so some people might be jumping the gun a wee bit. But,
Okay, fine. So actually, it's not available then.
Not until next Tuesday.
Well,
now, the 29th. It's everywhere.
I'm sorry, but now you mentioned Amazon.com. Was that the first The Left Behind video then?
No, it's Tribulation Force, but what they do on Amazon.com is they take pre-orders.
Oh, I see.
So then they will start shipping it next Tuesday.
All right, fine. So so it'll be available by next Tuesday. Will there be any motion picture, or will it all be a home video and DVD?
No, they'll actually be the same as we did with the first movie. We're crazy Canadians, so we do things backwards. The theatrical release is going to come several months after the video and DVD release, and it's going to take place on New Year's Eve. And the thing that's a little different this time, because we did the same thing with Left Behind very successfully, what's different this time is it will premiere in theaters and churches at the same time on New Year's Eve. So churches that want to, you know, the churches have great screens with projection systems, many of them now, and churches that have 4,000 and 5,000 members couldn't get everybody into a theater for an event like that. There's usually only 300 or 400 seats in a theater. So we're allowing churches to license the rights to show it, and they can get that information at our website, and it's certainly right on the movies that are available next week on video and DVD. And it will be in theaters in certain locations, too. So it's never been done before, both in churches and theaters at the same time. But I guess that's why we're called Cloud 10. We do things a little bit differently every time.
All right. Now, tell us how people can get to your website.
The best place to start down is our homepage is Cloud10, that's T-E-N, pictures.com. Cloud10pictures.com. And when you get to that homepage, there's a big picture of Left Behind Tribulation Force right there. And you can just click to that, and it'll take you to the specialized site for that or for any of our movies. But cloud10pictures.com is the best spot.
Well, what are some of the other pictures you've put out?
Well, we did, of course, our most recent movie was one called Deceived with Lou Gossett Jr. and Judd Nelson. And it's the story of government involvement in secret psychic research projects and so on. And largely based on true stories, but, of course, it's a fictionalized account. And we've made our movies that's the so-called Apocalypse series that was dealing with the end times as well before the Left Behind series came along, and that was Apocalypse, Revelation, Tribulation, and Judgment. So we've been busy making films for a number of years now. We just made we're distributing, we're involved in the production, but not directly, of a Christian film starring Burt Reynolds. I mean, who would have ever thought Burt Reynolds would be in a movie like this? Yet it's one of the most moving films called Waterproof about the integration and the faith within the African-American community. And it's a beautiful story of Burt Reynolds' character finds himself in the middle of a very southern black community and finds the love and joy that these people have there. Great little story.
Well, we actually carry the Deceived. I think that's a great, great film with Luke Gossett Jr. And we have that in both video and the DVD because I watched that and that is as gripping as any Hollywood production I ever saw with such a strong Christian message. And of course, we talk a great deal here at Radio Liberty about the spiritual forces that really are there and the fact that the government does delve into the supernatural. And you bring that out so beautifully and dramatically in that film.
Well, thank you, and it's something there's no doubt that there is a race on to harness these kind of psychic powers, and, you know, obviously we know what lies behind those powers, but scientists and humanists aren't going to have the same point of view as us, and so they're just looking for any edge that they can get, and this was a movie that was based on some experiments that did take place within the Pentagon, and of course we extrapolated out what could take place as these powers are unleashed.
Yeah, of course, Lou Gossett Jr. does a magnificent job, my goodness.
You know, he's such a presence, even when the camera's not turned on. He's such a gentle figure, so sweet to everyone on the set. And then that camera turns on, and it's immediate respect. He has this presence on the screen that you just want to salute him, even if he's not in uniform. He's just that kind of guy.
Well, he plays the part. Is he a colonel, as I remember?
That's right, yes.
And he is, of course, supervising these experiments. And, of course, you know, they're not going to tell everybody what they've really uncovered, but they've really tapped into the dark side. And for our listeners out there, if you haven't seen Deceived, why don't you give us a call? Because we carry it, and we really should carry all of your films, but that one we really were so intrigued by it that we've been selling it on a regular basis.
Oh, fantastic.
And of course, but you actually have an opportunity through the medium of film to make this whole Christian message come alive so well.
Well, I think in the Christian community we've made great inroads. I mean, we have churches on just about every block in America. Christian radio, such as your program, Christian television in publishing. But in the filmed world, Christians, I think, we had made a mistake in the Christian community that sort of the strategy became somehow we'd protest every 73rd film that came out and, rage against some of the crazy movies that come out. But we weren't offering real viable alternatives. And that's what Cloud 10 is all about, is making movies with a message that, as Dr. Ted Baer says, people will go see these type of films, and I think Cloud 10 is living proof that that takes place.
And of course, your Apocalypse series really is fascinating. We've seen all of them. We don't carry them, and we probably should. But you know, you go from, of course, one film to the other with the same crew of people, and a fascinating, fascinating concept of what it would be like to live during this force, when time when the Antichrist is alive and well on planet Earth, and really the sacrifice that people have to make to maintain their faith. I think that most Christians today could not imagine that these things could happen. But for those people who are left behind, these are going to be very, very difficult times.
Well, they are indeed. And the thing I can say is that as Cloud 10 has had some success, we've gained the confidence of the distributors out there and the mass market retailers who at first were concerned about, you know, giving big store space to films with such strong Christian messages. So they'd question us about that. And more recently they've said, look, you guys know what you're doing. Clearly, put whatever you want in these movies. We don't care. You're on your own now. And it took time to build up that currency of faith in those outlets. And what that means is when people get to see Left Behind Tribulation Force, they are going to see the most powerful presentation of the gospel ever put in a major motion picture. It is just as moving a Christian message as you will ever see.
You mean it's even better than in Deceived? Because I thought that was really so touching.
Well, of course, we love Deceived as well, but this is right on the nose. This is, if you have a friend that you want to know about the gospel, this is the movie to show them.
Well, you know, really, there are two groups that this will appeal to. First of all, the Christians, and then, of course, the non-Christians. But what you really have here is the opportunity to reach non-Christians who watch the film simply because they like the story, and everybody loves a good story well presented. But then, of course, in the emotion of the instant, if you can present them the gospel message, perhaps, just perhaps, it will touch and change their lives forever. And that's really the remarkable thing, the opportunity that you have. And, you know, and of course, it's why we do what we do, hoping that maybe something we say will touch people's lives for eternity.
Amen. That's what it's all about. And this is just another avenue to the same end. Absolutely. That's, you know, the vision of everybody involved in Cloud 10. And we've seen the fruit. And we see the results being born. And, you know, the minute that we get the first call on Tribulation Force, which I say comes out next week, of somebody's life who it's changed or touched in a major way, then you immediately know all the effort was worth it. And we know that will come forward, so we're quite excited.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward. They've been promising to send me the film, and I talked to your secretary, and she said she promised me it was sent last Monday, and I'd hoped I'd have a chance to watch it before this program.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guarantee you'll like it when you get it.
Well, we'll be watching it this weekend. Well, we're just about out of time, and I know you have lots of things to do. What's the message you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I think it's that we can all have an impact in our own way. We do it through the making of films, but, you know, it's not the job of just one or two people to be sharing their faith or to be creating these kind of tools. It's the job of every one of us as Christians to be the salt and light of this earth on every street corner in whatever it is that we're doing and in just in our daily lives. The greatest impact doesn't come from making a big motion picture. Comes from individuals sharing their faith with those around them. And so that's what I encourage everybody to do. It's exciting to see it happen.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so very much for what you do and for being our guest here this afternoon.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Peter Lalonde of Cloud 10 Films. And, of course, the new film will be Left Behind, Tribulation Force. It's coming out next week. And of course, we will be carrying that here at through Radio Liberty and make that available. And we already carry their other film, both on video and on DVD. It's called Deceived. And if you want just a fascinating, fascinating evening, why, this is a gripping film. And Luke Gossett and the others do a great, great job on Deceived. I promise you won't be disappointed. And then, of course, this is the time I just want to mention that we are putting on an all-day seminar out in Aptos at the Seascape Golf Course, and that's going to be at the on the 23rd of November. That's the Saturday, the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's going to be all day. The doors are going to open at 8 o'clock. The program will start at 8:45, and we're going to go straight through till 5 o'clock, and the doors will be open until 6 o'clock. And so we want you to, of course, have the opportunity to learn what we think is going to happen. I think we're moving into some difficult times, certainly spiritually. I think we're moving into difficult times financially. And there may well be a biological attack on America. At least they're doing everything they can to convince us there's going to be a biological attack. As day after day after day, we hear about the threat of smallpox. We hear about the threat of anthrax. We hear about the threat of other uses of biological and chemical warfare. So what can you do at this time to prepare for what lay ahead? So we're going to bring in what we think are some excellent speakers, and we hope you'll be there. And, of course, there's going to be a lunch and a syllabus. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and make a reservation for yourself. We have to know how many people are coming because it will be a lunch. And please encourage your friends and others to come. And I think you really have to stop and see what's happening to other countries financially. And forget about the fact that the market is going up now. Did you notice it just goes up in the last hour of the day? That is not a normal action. That's not the average individual buying that, in my estimation. It's part of a manipulation process that goes on because most things are manipulated. Many prices are manipulated. As long as the government or the Federal Reserve System or the banking system does, it's all right. If you and I did it, it would be a criminal activity. So remember the number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'd love to have you there. Look forward to seeing you at the Saturday seminar. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about, why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war. Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, we don't have any guests for the next half hour, so if you're out there and you'd like to call in, our number, 464-8295, or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But as long as we were talking about Vietnam with the last cart, let's talk a little bit about Vietnam and, of course, the stupidity of that insane war. And, of course, that war really taught America, pulled America apart. I mean, you had your liberals and your hippies and your communists, and they were against the war, and then you had all the patriotic Americans supporting a war that we never fought to win. We sent our boys over there into a meat grinder. They'd go out and they'd take an area and then would pull them back, and the Viet Cong would retake it, and then we'd take it over again, and then we'd pull our boys back and we'd send them in again. We could have won the war at any time. How can I say that? Well, I had the opportunity of interviewing General Lew Walt, a four-star Marine general who headed the I Corps area in, I think, about 66, 67. I interviewed William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Vietnam, when he was back at the American Assembly at Cornell University or Columbia University. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He had been the ambassador to Vietnam. He then went on to be the ambassador to Iran before the hostages were taken. And of course, both of them agreed we could have won the war at any time. We were just never there to win the war. We weren't there to fight communism. We were there just to send our boys to bleed and suffer and die, but never to try to win the war. And until you understand that wars are never fought for the reasons that the men who fight them are led to believe, until you understand that wars are contrived by the Brotherhood of Darkness for a different purpose, and that everything that's happening has to do with creating the New World Order and the New World Religion, until you understand that, you can't understand what's going on. You can't understand why we're going into Iraq or the things or the dramatic changes that are going to take place here. Well, we have Ian calling from Ontario. Hi, how are you doing?
Great, Dr. Stan. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering whether I could make two comments about the whole idea of the rapture in regard to what commentators are saying on the radio about the rapture these days.
All right, you go ahead. You've got two comments.
First of all, there seems to be a lot of hostility towards the concept of the rapture, and quite often the argument made against it is that it wouldn't be fair to rapture out any believers because of the suffering of the Chinese church in particular, and the martyrs through the last 2,000 years. They seem to be missing a point, that the issue is not about fairness, it's about fulfillment.
All right, fine. So there are many, many people feel that there will be a rapture. I think that most people feel that the Lord is, feel that the Lord is coming again. The only question is, when will the rapture occur? And if those who believe in the rapture, are they neutralized from doing anything here? Are they simply so heavenly minded they're no earthly good, and they refuse to participate because they think that the rapture is going to come and take them away, and the rapture may not come 20 years after America's fallen? Is there any reason that we have to be absolutely certain that the rapture won't come 20 years after Canada and the United States have been plunged into chaos?
Well, I don't know what it's like in the church community where you are, but where I am, nobody believes in a rapture. They don't seem to have had any teaching on it at all. I haven't found anybody who does believe in a rapture who is in any way frozen in concrete and unable to act.
All
myself,
right.
I suspect that God will perform a rapture event at the appointed time, not to show how fair he is, because he's not a God of fairness. He's a God of power and might, and that's what he's going to display. That will be the purpose of such an event.
All right, fine. So I believe that God can do whatever he wants to, and there's a great deal in the teaching to believe that God is going to come again and take his followers up in the cloud. So I don't challenge that statement at all.
If he was a fair God, Jesus Christ would never have gone to the cross, because as an act of perfect grace, it couldn't have been a fair thing.
All right, fine. So what was your other point that you wanted to make?
The second comment was that often, and Peter Lalonde gave this impression, that the rapture will be an instantaneous event, and everybody in the church or who is recognized as being part of a church will suddenly disappear. I take my model from Jesus Christ's resurrection. He came out of the tomb along with other saints in Jerusalem, and that's in Matthew, I think, 26 or 27, and he was on earth for 40 days. Interesting thing, after 8 days after coming out of the tomb, he had that encounter with Thomas, who put his fingers in the side. I see that as the rapture, I'm sorry, the 8 day period and the total 40 day period as being prefigured by the 40 day period of purification for the boy child in the Pentateuch. And I think that we should look for something like that if the rapture were to occur soon. That, in fact, there would be, of course, a really big event, the resurrection of the saints. That means millions of dead suddenly appearing, resurrected in glory, if they are visible,
all right,
as well as the church, and they're being present on earth for at least 40 days, and if they're to be prefigured by the bride, it was a girl child who went through an 80-day purification period. Perhaps they could be on earth for as much as 80 days before being caught up into the air.
All right. Well, of course, that is a little different than the average belief down here, but certainly you have a right to that belief. Anything else you want to say about the rapture?
Well, would you agree that I've given a biblical reasoning for it?
Well, of course, much in the Bible talks about the second coming of Christ to take his church or to take his bride. But, of course, the problem with the focusing on the rapture, which so many people do, is it neutralizes them. And this is one of the big problems we have in the United States now. Many of my friends are totally convinced there's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture and nothing bad is ever going to happen to them.
Well, maybe they're like the apostles who thought that the kingdom of God was coming in immediately,
right,
and didn't appreciate that first there was the requirement for a lamb of God to be sacrificed for their sins before the kingdom of God could come into the forefront.
Okay, well, thanks so very much for your thoughts on that, Ian. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your opportunity.
Right now we've got Mike in Tennessee. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing fine. But before we go on from the subject, many, many people are firmly convinced there will be a pre-tribulation rapture. It may very well be right. I believe that, I sort of liked Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man. And his statement was that he had studied the Bible all of his life, and he had never been able to find anything that was convinced him there would be a pre-tribulation rapture, although he never questioned the rapture would come. He did not know when it was going to come, but he, as he always said, I find nothing that convinces me there's a pre-tribulation rapture, but I pray that I'm wrong. And, of course, this, of course, is the idea that nothing bad is going to happen to Christians, or they're not going to go through the tribulation, or at least through some difficult times. I would hope that there will be a pre-tribulation rapture. Nobody looks forward to difficult times, but I don't believe that we are guaranteed it won't, or we won't have difficult times, or if there is to be a pre-tribulation rapture, that the rapture won't occur 40 years after America's fallen. And my concern, as I expressed earlier, is that so many people are so concerned about the rapture and they're not concerned about their responsibility about what's going on in the world today. Or, as we said earlier, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good, they worship the ground their head is buried in. So I just don't get into a lengthy discussion of the rapture, because I think the most important thing is that we are to be involved while we're here, to be the salt and the light. And I find that there's very little salt and very little light in the Christian church today. And we see that the society is a reflection of the Christian church, and look at our society today. And after that, Mike, what do you want to talk about?
Well, Dr. Sand, of course, we all have our opinions.
Right, and a lot of people aren't going to agree with me.
Right, and, you know, I read the Bible, and I ask God to help me, you know, understand it. And I'm one of these that believe, you know, that all of this happened 2,000 years ago, that Christ returned. He met the saints in the air, which was the rapture.
And, this
and they're ruling with him in heaven.
All right, you're talking around now about the preterist view.
Right. Now, we're at the end of the millennium. It's important that people know the times we're living in. And, of course, the Jews have returned to Israel, and Satan has been released. They were out there praying at the pyramid, these Satanists, in the year 2000, that Satan would be released. And Satan has been released, and the next event will be the end of the world. And I think it's important that people be aware of this, my perception, because I think a lot of people are really missing the whole scenario. I think they're being deceived, purposely deceived.
All right, fine. Well, there are many people, I believe, very, very sincere, and many of our great ministers of today are preterists, and this would be Dr. Kennedy and R.C. Sproul, and certainly far better Bible scholars than I am. And that is the belief for our listeners out there that the prophecies of the Bible were fulfilled in 70 A.D. Is this your position, Mike?
Well, you've got a bunch of heretics out here saying everything happened by 70 A.D.
Right.
And there's no Satan. I mean, this is pure, unadulterated deception.
All right. Well, I agree with you. But, you know, I think that some of these people are very, very brilliant. Certainly Rush Dooney, Gary North, and many of our leading ministers do believe that. So anything else you want to say?
Well, but I'm saying there's a show that comes on. I think it's each Tuesdays and Thursdays. That I think a Tom Valentine is someone who comes out with this this heresy about everything culminated in 70 A.D. and that there is no Satan. He's purely an aberration, and you know, Satan. There's nothing he likes better than for people to believe that he doesn't exist.
You're absolutely right.
And there is some brilliant people who do believe that we are still awaiting the rapture. And there are other brilliant people who also believe that, you know, the next event will be the end of the world. But actually, you don't come to the understanding of the Bible by being brilliant. It's by the grace of God, because some of the most brilliant people in the world, these Bible scholars, I mean, they'll absolutely blow your mind with their knowledge. Yet they have no conception as to what the Bible is really saying.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that we can spend all of our time arguing back and forth on that, while, of course, terrible, terrible things happen not only here and in other countries, and I think God's going to hold us responsible for what we do while we're here. So I don't ordinarily get in and argue all these things, because I don't think anybody knows the answer. All you need is some fellow who's got a lot of knowledge and can argue his position. He can convince you of anything, just as the sophists always have down through the centuries.
That's why you have to put your faith in Jesus.
Amen to that. And that's what the important thing is, Mike.
Exactly.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir, Doctor.
Okay, and this is the time, of course, when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and I hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, why you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because right now we're on over 50 stations across America. I found out another couple of stations carrying our program I didn't even know about, one in Delaware, one in Knoxville, Tennessee, and another one in Texas I found in the last 2 weeks. Three other stations are carrying us, which is fine with me. We're just trying to get the truth out across America. So, but we have to pay, you know, on most of our stations, and certainly on Saturday, where programs are heard on almost 40 stations, which we have to pay for. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help share the burden that we, my wife and I, have to do what we do, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, well, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping to finance what we do. And that is bringing the truth out across America, the information you're sure not going to get from most other programs. And so, you know, if you would like to be part of our Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927. Remember our website, it's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can get our programs there 5 hours a day. You can, of course, you won't get anything accomplished. But, of course, and some of the programs will be repetitive, but we hope that you'll at least listen 1 or 2 hours a day and encourage others to listen to our programs at radioliberty.com. Pull down our newsletters there and duplicate them. Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the glass blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we just have some open lines. If you're out there and you'd like to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, we'd love to hear from you. And we were talking about Vietnam at the beginning when we started, and we were talking about the fact that we could have won that war at any time, and yet we fought the war for 10 long years. A million to a million and a half North Vietnamese died. A million South Vietnamese died. 58,000 American boys died. And I'm sure hundreds of thousands of them have the physical or psychological scars of the battle there that will be with them until they die. And, of course, it was totally unnecessary, because all during the Vietnamese War, we were never allowed to do it. It was logical. We could have bombed the hydroelectric plants in the north and totally shut down the whole industry in the north. We could have bombed the dikes in the north, and we could have, of course, flooded that area and have made it, of course, totally incapable of functioning. We could have cut off the military supplies by sinking a ship in the Haiphong Harbor or mining the harbor, which, of course, Dixon did after he'd promised that we were going to pull out. We could have bombed the rail yards at Haiphong and the rail lines so they couldn't have moved the military supplies. But you see, if we'd done that, the war would have ended. And we didn't want the war to end. We wanted to keep this friction going at home. We wanted to keep the American people distracted as they centralized all power in Washington, D.C. and took God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and changed the immigration laws and, of course, got Roe versus Wade through. And had the American people not been distracted, they would have realized we had wicked people in the Supreme Court. They would have realized the Masons had taken control of the American Supreme Court and had controlled it for 30 years. But we talk about all the wrong issues. And, of course, we have the two sides. One is in favor of continuing the war and the other is against the war. And look at what's happening today. They're doing exactly the same thing with the war in Iraq. You got Barbara Streisand on one side, and the communists, and the demonstrators, and the college students, and then you've got the responsible people on the other side saying, boy, we've got to get behind the president, and we got to get this wicked Saddam Hussein, because he may someday have nuclear weapons. Of course, the North Koreans now, we find out, do have nuclear weapons. They've been working on them. They promised in 1994 that they would not try to develop nuclear weapons. So we started giving them free large amounts of oil that they could utilize so that they could run their power plants there and generate electricity for the people. And then, of course, we were building a some sort of a special nuclear power plant that would not generate plutonium. And of course, that was, of course, our payment for them not developing nuclear weapons. And you know that those nasty North Koreans took our money and they took our oil. And then they went ahead and developed the nuclear weapons anyway, with the help, of course, of Pakistan and Russia, both of whom we subsidize and help. But now, of course, now that we know that the North Koreans have violated their agreement, and of course they are, not entitled, of course, to the compensation we promised to give them, what have we done? Why, we continue giving them the oil. We continue building their nuclear power plant. We continue rewarding them for breaking their agreement. And the State Department is doing everything they can to continue to subsidize North Korea, just exactly as we subsidized the Russian communists all during the Vietnam War, so they could subsidize the North Vietnamese, so they could kill our boys in the South. Because if we hadn't provided the money and the funding and the technology to Russia, why, they never could have funded the North Vietnamese and continued the war. It was during the Vietnam War that we built the Kama River plant in Russia. This was the largest truck building plant anywhere in the world, and we built it with your tax money and your technology, American technology, to build the trucks, many of which were used to haul the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, supplies that were used to kill our boys. And then, of course, the trucks were built at the Ford Motor Plant in Gorky with the latest Ford technology. Why would we do that? Because Henry Ford was deeply involved with the occult. And if you read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you will find that out. And, of course, Henry Ford supported Adolf Hitler. He supported the communists. And after he'd done that, he was given the 33rd degree of masonry. Henry Ford, contrary to what most people think, was very, very close to the occult. His wife was involved in the occult. His closest friend was Thomas Edison, who was a theosophist, and there is a great deal to suggest that Henry Ford's wife was involved in theosophy. What is theosophy? It is Luciferian. And this whole battle we're involved in today is Luciferian. And so we kept that war going for 10 long years. And we tore apart America. We have one of our listeners here in Santa Cruz, where I live, who was with the anti-war movement during Vietnam. And, of course, she points out that, the people in the anti-war movement, they felt so strongly about the injustice of the war. Why were we fighting a war over there, in Southeast Asia? Why were we drafting American boys and fighting to go over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die for a war that they knew that we weren't trying to win? They were a lot smarter than I was in those days. And then she said they suddenly realized that this whole anti-war movement was being funded by the establishment. And they came to realize that the Exxon and the Rockefellers and the others, the establishment, were actually funding the anti-war movement. And so they simply dropped out. As they said, why should we fight it? How can you fight it when the very people who are pushing the war on one side are funding our movement? And so a lot of them just gave up. And as she said, we became the flower children. We just dropped out of society and started on the drugs. And we hate Asbury. They understood the hypocrisy of what was going on far better than a lot of good patriotic people. People said, you were a coward if you didn't want to fight for your country. But you have to realize the Vietnam War was never fought for America. We weren't fighting communism. We were subsidizing communism. Any more than we're really fighting, radical Islam. We've created this whole radical Islamic movement. And if you doubt that, get my newsletters. Start with September of last year. And go through and read September all the way up to March of this year. Read my latest newsletter. And, of course, you'll certainly want to read the newsletter we're putting out in October, which is really the testimony of Kristen Breitweiser, whose husband Ron died in the South Tower of the World Trade Center. And she testified before the Senate Select Intelligence Committee on the 18th of September. And there wasn't one newspaper that covered what she said. Isn't that interesting? Well, we've simply reproduced her testimony. You'll want to read it, and maybe you'll want to cry as I did. Well, let's go to, but you have to understand that it's like deja vu all over again. And, of course, the great tragedy is the average American doesn't understand that they create both sides in favor of the war, against the war. It's the dialectic. And whether it's the Vietnam War or whether it's the Iraqi War. And what is really so disturbing is so many responsible, otherwise responsible Christian leaders are backing the administration's effort to go to war with Saddam Hussein because he may, of course, have nuclear weapons someday. But, of course, it looks like North Korea has nuclear weapons today. So why don't we want to go to war with them? Oh, well, that's different. That's what we're told. Well, we've got Roger calling from Allentown. Did you have a question or comment, Roger?
Well, keep the faith, Dr. Stan. There's another, just two items, another log on this fire with this eschatological interpretation. And that is where, while a lot of, and it's to the best of my imperfect understanding, it's correct that the wrath of God will not be poured down on the earth until the believers are taken up. But people fail to consider that that does not mean that just prior to that, there's going to be a lot of godly Christians, and a lot of milquetoast ones as well, I'd say, that are going to be suffering at the wrath of the hand of man prior to that.
All right, fine, and that certainly is a good point. And I think that people can spend all their time arguing theology, and they lose sight of what Christianity is all about. And, of course, we have all of these theological discussions, whether you're an Arminian, or whether you're a Calvinist, whether you're a pre-trib, or a mid-trib, or a post-trib, whether you are a premillennialist or an amillennialist. And, you know, we spend all our time arguing that, and the world is going to hell.
Yeah, and my last point, I just thought it was interesting when you had Mr. Lalonde on, we should have a movie, Left Behind, The Early Years.
All right, fine, and thank you so much, Roger.
God bless.
And we're going to have an interesting program here next week with Dr. Heimers, who's a minister in Southern California. And he's written a book entitled Left Behind. And it's basically the idea that an awful lot of people who consider themselves Christians, a lot of ministers who consider themselves Christians, when push comes to shove, they're going to be left behind because they really aren't Christians, though they know the form of Christianity, but you never find any evidence of their Christianity in their lives, and their lives are not truly transformed. And he points out that if you talk to some of the major religious leaders, they honestly believe that the vast majority of people and the vast majority of ministers in America today are truly not Christians, and they're going to be left behind. And, of course, the figure given by some of our major ministers that 80 to 90% of the people who attend churches today are not going to be raptured. Now, whether it's going to be a pre-trib rapture or a mid-trib rapture, I think we can spend all of our time arguing about it, and in the final analysis, it's not going to matter. What matters is what we do while we're here, and when God comes and when the trumpet sounds, why, of course, that is going to be all there is. And some are going to be taken away, and some are going to be left behind. And, of course, the question is, are you sure, if you are out there listening audience, that you're going to be one of those who will be acceptable to God? And if you actually, read the scriptures, you'll find that there are going to be an awful lot of people who are standing before our Lord, and they say, we've been prophesying and casting out demons in your name, and you're going to hear the most frightening words you ever heard. I never knew you. And, of course, you better be sure that you really are a Christian, that you believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, that your life has been transformed by the acceptance of his gift of eternal salvation. And if you haven't, of course, you'd like to, why, give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you. And off the air, 1-800-544-8927. If you've never accepted that Jesus as your Lord, why, it might be a good time to give it serious consideration because we're moving into a period of crisis and chaos here in America and throughout the world. And so pray for America. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our ministers. They should be leading this battle. And please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Please remember our conference we're going to be having there on the 23rd of November. Hope to see you there. And, of course, we'll be back with you Monday at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you. Cloudhead Productions, cloudheadpictures.com.
The leaves picked up, or is it?
I got them all off the deck, and I'm working my way down.
Okay.